is marriage for white people. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Marriage has been in trouble for a long time, especially among black Americans. Blacks have become the most unmarried population in America, which inspired Ralph Richard Banks to write a book titled Is Marriage for White People, in which he examines the reasons.
One of the pivotal factors is that black women are doing better educationally and economically than they ever have, yet black men have not been able to keep pace.
He says if the educational and economic gap between black men and black women continues to grow, black women will need to have a plan B.
One of the possibilities that I explore is whether it would be a good idea for black women to more frequently date or marry men of other races.
Perfect solution in our post-racial society. Who would dare tell a black woman she can't marry a white man or an Asian man or anybody she pleases? Well, a lot of people, as it turns out.
There are pressures that black women feel not to look outside of the race. Some of those pressures come from their families. Some pressures come from black men. Some pressures come from the community. Some pressures come from whites and other groups.
And while black women try to thread that needle, the same problem is now creeping into the white community, where women are also outpacing men.
The experiences of black women are more extreme forms of the experiences of all women.
So it appears that almost every woman who wants to get married has to put up with a guy who is probably less refined, less sophisticated, and generally less pleasant to be around than themselves. So what else is new? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.